Harvard University's decision to rescind the admissions of 10 incoming freshmen over offensive Facebook posts is raising free speech questions. At Harvard's recent commencement, University President Drew Faust warned about the dangers of censorship.
If some words are to be treated as equivalent to physical violence and silenced or even prosecuted, who is to decide which words?
Faust and other Harvard administrators are refusing to comment now on the students who've lost their places at the Ivy League school. WBUR's Max Larkin with our Edify team is following the story and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Max.
Hi, Bob.
First off, what did these students do? What's the reason given for losing their places in admission?
Well, the school will only say that they've rescinded the admissions because of, quote, behavior that brings into question their honesty, maturity, or moral character. But it turns out they had all joined a Facebook group for incoming freshmen, which are becoming pretty common at a lot of schools. But in addition to the kind of typical jokes about Harvard elitism and pop culture, these students started to send private messages to one another with images attached, what are known as memes. And the university found that the memes this private group was sharing were very offensive. They made light of suicide, child abuse, racial and religious minorities.
So familiarize us with these meme groups among college students. They're a recent craze on Facebook, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's important to distinguish between the good meme and the bad meme. Most of it's pretty innocuous. It started at UC Berkeley late last year. The one for Harvard started a few months after that, and it promises Harvard memes for elitist tweens, and by now it has 30,000 members. Rising sophomore Rebecca Chen founded and administers the group, and she thinks of herself as a connoisseur of a good meme.
I like to compare memes to a successful marketing campaign. They're usually pretty personal, pretty relevant, relatable. Also, I'm just a funny person. You can't explain genius.
Chen also says that the best memes punch up. They kind of skewer Harvard's privilege, or they remind overwhelmed students that they're not alone and people have similar experiences on campus.
Okay, to the current controversy then, what's the reaction on the Harvard campus to these students losing their spots because of these memes, offensive material on Facebook?
Well, all the students I talked to agreed that the memes they saw that were in the bad meme group were in very poor taste. But I think it's safe to say there's been some debate, especially, as we mentioned, following what President Drew Faust had to say at commencement. She had argued that the election of Donald Trump was kind of a wake-up call to a liberal campus, and it was an invitation to listen to more ideas, even hateful ideas. Even if it only so the campus community could better, she said, oppose and defeat them. Here's Will Morris. He's a rising senior.
I don't think what those people said was right. In fact, I think it was very wrong. But I do think it's kind of hypocritical on the part of the university to, on the one hand, at graduation, talk about free speech and then expel people for what's arguably freedom of speech.
Let me ask what might be kind of a bottom line question then out of that. Based on the people you talked with, Max, does it seem like Harvard's actions are having a chilling effect on free speech on campus?
I'd say not yet, Bob, though I think actions like these kind of raise a question of whether there is a line with offensive speech and where it starts. I think there was some confusion that I heard among students at the school. But Rebecca Chen, the moderator of the Facebook group, says Harvard students are pretty vocal and make it pretty clear when they find something offensive as compared to students at Berkeley, for example. But, you know, she says if the fuss is big enough, moderators will take a given meme down or else they'll leave it up. And she says they get yelled at either way.
Given what you heard yesterday, do you think there's any chance that Harvard might reverse its decision to rescind the admission offer to these students?
Bob, they're keeping pretty mum about the individual decisions they make with admissions. That's university policy. But they have said that a university's decision to rescind admissions is final.
Reporter Max Larkin with WBUR's Edify team, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Bob.